Hello and welcome to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimi, your host of the After Buzz, and with me is Joanna Barba.
Hi.
Are you going to be in this or no?
Are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
He's just watching and listening.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on what the topic is.
He'll chime in if he feels the need, I think.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Let's talk a little bit about high school languages. What did you take when you were in high school?
Basic Spanish.
A language you already knew.
Yes.
French.
You took French? Mm-hmm. He's all chiming in already.
Why? So you could learn to French kiss?
I guess I knew at that point in high school, my freshman year of high school, my dad was going to be doing some work and he was going to go to Europe and Belgium. They speak French in Belgium.
Oh, fun.
And France. And I thought, oh man, if I learned French, maybe I could help my dad because he certainly doesn't speak French. So I ended up taking French.
Did you get to go?
No.
But if your dad called, were you able to translate some stuff for him?
That never happened. Maybe I would have been. I would have been able to translate.
Omelette du fromage.
Je voudrais une tasse de café.
¿Qué es eso?
I would like a cup of coffee.
Something about a cafe.
I messed up and chose native Spanish.
Oh, so that's the really hard
one? Which means those are the ones that already speak like a lot of Spanish and are
I've heard it from
Spanish
a lot
speakers.
Of people who went to school in El Paso.
It's a little
saying
hard.
They took Spanish because it's supposed to be an easy A since they already spoke Spanish because it's a bilingual city.
Right. It's hard.
But
native Spanish is kind of hard.
Did they make you do the... did you have to speak in the language the whole class?
Yeah. All the time. And you had to already know everything about Spanish.
Señora
Johnson.
How to write it.
How to write it. With verbs. Things like that. I was like, oh, snap.
Buzz, did you have to speak just in French in your class?
No.
It wasn't one of those classes?
It was real basic introductory. But I did take advanced French. And I think the first day we were told, okay, you're only speaking Spanish, but that rule went out the window the first day too.
I took Latin, so there was no way to speak it aloud, really.
Yeah.
We got Cat in the Hat, and then we were supposed to translate.
I read Cat in the Hat in French.
Yeah, and then translate it from Latin into English. I liked Latin because it was like kind of a puzzle.
Well, if you learn Latin, you kind of have a good basis to build on for a lot of the Romance languages.
Yeah, you learn roots.
Spanish, Italian.
Right.
You learn roots, but it's in no way the same type of grammar. Like, they have five declensions where the declensions are for the nouns, and then...
That scene from Life of Brian, have you ever seen that? They catch him writing graffiti. And it says, Romans go home.
Yeah.
But he uses the wrong conjugation.
Yes.
And they make him write it 100 times.
Yes. Okay. Well, I have an interesting article on a different kind of language.
Okay.
This is ape language.
Oh, my.
Yes, Joanna. A man who has learned almost 100 different languages. He is a polyglot. He's also
polyglot. He's a good word.
Yeah, it's a really good word. And he's an influencer known as Zhao Ma NYC on YouTube. And he has these videos where he goes to like China.
Okay.
And he looks completely white. Are you looking for him?
No, I'm looking up that scene from Life of Brian.
So he's completely white and he'll go to China and he'll just start speaking fluent Chinese to these people. Buzz, can you pod me up?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what is the best bun?
He wants buns. The bun.
The most famous bun.
Custard bun?
No, you should say nacho.
That's him speaking Chinese. And everybody's like, what is wrong with this white guy?
What's this guy's name?
Xiaoma NYC.
Xiaomen, New York City. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've seen some of his videos.
It didn't sound super fluent, did it?
He'll go to like restaurants where he knows that they don't really speak English, so they'll be speaking a different language. And then he surprises everybody because he responds back in their language.
In their language.
Here they're all shocked.
Here he is at a nail place. like with the case. So he learns the language just for doing this kind of stuff.
结婚了。对。我不跟你们说了，那不要再说客人啦，很多人他们会说国语的。
She's saying we can't gossip anymore.
还好我没有说很多坏话。Because
he knows what they're saying. Anyways, so
when you walk into any place, and it doesn't matter what language it is, when people are speaking a language you don't speak, do you assume they're talking shit about you?
I get a little. I get a little.
A lot of times people don't assume I don't speak Spanish.
Why?
I don't know. And I'll be listening. I'm like, this bitch just called me.
Really?
I'm gorda.
So this.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. And then I pass by them. I'm like, con permiso.
Con permiso.
Este huevo. That's why I was here.
Yeah.
So this guy secretly started studying ape communication to do something he had never done before, speak to bonobos using their own language. And he shared the whole thing on YouTube. So,
like that?
God, wouldn't it be cool if you could just retain like all this stuff and like be able to speak talk in to whoever. Different language?
Yeah.
That'd be a great superpower.
Yeah, it sounds great.
He went into a bonobo research center and attempted to pass himself off as one of them. And the apes did seem stunned and fully engaged with him.
They recognized that he was speaking their language?
Yes.
Do you have any audio of that?
Let's see. Yes, I do. Hold on.
Apes freak out when I spoke their language.
Yep.
Name matches.
I'm trying to... Here he is.
They really enjoy affiliative tapping, so I tried some of that next.
So he's trying to tap on the...
Along with these peeping noises while eating to establish my bonobo-ness. They really like looking in your mouth while you chew.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a nice little bed.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And there's an expert who works with bonobos there, and he's completely taken aback by this guy and, like, seeing him actually communicate, stamp the ground. And one of the most famous bonobos that they have is I wouldn't call them monkey, right?
No, they're apes.
Apes. Bonobos are apes.
Yeah.
One of the most famous ones is a bonobo called Kanzi. And that bonobo has learned 300 lexigrams, which are words associated to pictures that you can do flashcards in front of them. Like, okay. You know, I think Jane Goodall did this kind of stuff with...
Jane who?
Jane Goodall, right?
Yeah.
I got it right.
I was just checking.
Okay.
you went by the last name really fast.
Yeah. So I think that's been done before where like the monkeys can see words and pictures and
sign right. language. Some of the gorillas right. were taught sign language, and I guess they communicate, and there's some debate over whether or not they're really using sign language or not, or if they're just conditioned.
That's interesting. Well,
he's getting a lot of praise for this ape one because they're saying, like, not only does he explain how it works, he's explaining why it works and how he's doing it step by step.
Like explaining what right. method of communication he's doing and why he thinks
this
is communicating.
I guess that's what you do after you learn every human language.
Monkeys. I'm talking to monkeys.
100 languages doesn't even scratch the surface.
No, doesn't even scratch the surface. To establish
everybody here better get used to English, our country's official language, all right?
To establish rapport, he used ground slapping and nods, which is the bonobo way of saying, chase me.
Oh, snap.
So did they chase him?
Yes. They chased him.
Now what are you going to do, idiot? You're getting chased by bonobos.
Why do you tell them, stop chasing me?
Bonobos
like
are...
to fuck.
Yeah, they're the chimpanzees. Handle a lot of their interpersonal relationships with violence. And bonobos are like chimpanzees. They're called pygmy chimpanzees. And they are much more likely to
they're
have
lovers,
sex.
Not fighters.
Instead of fighting.
I'm more of the chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Violence.
Well, they also like rape each other and they'll eat each other and stuff. And
eat each other?
I'm pretty sure chimpanzees will eat each other.
They'll kill other baby chimpanzees. I thought you were making some kind of sexual comment.
Oh, no. They'll eat them.
They'll eat it.
Anyway.
Oh, chimpanzees will kill other chimpanzees.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're in the, you know, challenging their territory or whatever. Despite the well-known rule, ape not kill ape.
Yeah, okay, this is the first step towards Planet of the Apes, communicating with them.
Can I tell you, and by the way, I guess I am participating today in the after
this.
My dog, after his brother died, so this is Spark, who's still alive.
Oh, Spark.
German Shepherd. Since his brother died, he started vocalizing like this. And I'm like, is he trying to sound out what he thinks human language sounds like? So I started doing it back to him. And I'd repeat the... Probably to him. Here's what language sounds like to Spark on a daily basis. Spark. Spark.
So you think Spark. He's trying to talk to you?
And I talk back to him.
And he's probably like, this dumb mother effort.
I feel like I'm just a few months away from full-on Dr. Doolittle.
You just hear
or
a bunch
crazy
of that.
Crazy town.
And he'll do it
you
back.
You do it back to him. And he's like, this bitch is mocking me.
You have Joanna, who has a dog that's actually like known for their vocalizations. Siberian Huskies. The Siberian Husky probably communicates more through vocalization.
She knows walk immediately and treat. And then my mom does this little song for her. So she knows that it's treat time. And my mom starts going, a songy, songy, songy. And then she right away knows it's treat time. But she will just be laying on the floor doing nothing but just going, and we're all, what?
What are you doing?
Have you ever seen videos of somebody who's like, I taught my Pomeranian how to say I love you. It's always I love you.
Yeah.
If I get to the point that I could teach Spark to say something that sounds like human phrase, it's not going to be I love you.
What are you going to teach him?
Get out of the house.
I will bite you.
Yeah.
So he can be a watchdog.
I will bite you. Even if that's not what he would do, just that's the only thing that he could say.
You're right. It should scare off a lot of home intruders.
Nanook has two barks when I know, like, oh, snap, something's happening. She has, like, her annoying husky bark where she's like, river. But then she has, like, a butch bark.
Like, oh, fuck, motherfucker.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh, shit, someone's at the door.
Jack, I started talking to Jack as if he is going to respond. Now, I've been started talking to Jack as if he's an active participant in our conversations.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah.
I'll say, you do.
Really? Excuse me, sir. Like, he'll be in my place. Excuse me, sir.
I did it to the cats.
And then in my head, he's responding.
Right.
I'm not going to move. You move,
bitch.
He's
like, I was here first.
Yeah, I was here first. But then I remember he's not saying that. I'm just having a conversation with myself of him in my own head, and he's a dog.
He's just like, what the
he's just a dog.
Is with this guy.
Yeah. Anyways, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast.
Let us know if you talk to your pet.
Let us know if you talk to your pets. And let us know what languages you took in high school.
I mean, it's kind of cool that a bird can actually do it, right? Like, a bird can actually repeat stuff. I don't think they actually know
when they
what they're
go,
saying.
Even though you call them bird brains.
That bird that goes, let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Fly.
Yeah. That's a cool bird.
All right. Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 95.5 KLAQ El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to y'all next time.